These are not my regular glasses. I had to sleep in a chair for 3 weeks, and one of the drawbacks is I tend to fall asleep in that chair now. And I woke up and found that I'd broken my glasses this morning. These are five-year-old glasses, a little out of style. But anyway, I'm missing a screw, so I'm going to warn you, you know, I got to have the screw replaced tomorrow. That's a true story. I'm missing another screw. Maybe I should put that one. It is said, and I mentioned this before, a good preacher should have the Bible in one hand and the newspaper or the news in the other. And I get two newspapers for that very purpose. And the Oregonian had something in it about a month and a half ago that as soon as I saw it, I said, oh, I got to use this. It's from the business section, but you'd be amazed how many times our Lord, in a sense, uses the business section. Everybody's interested in finances, and our Lord uses this constantly. The title of this is called, If Only We Had Known. That's the headline on here. That got my attention immediately. If Only We Had Known. I'm going to read a few of these to you. I hope it's not painful. If only we had known gas was going to go above $4 a gallon, we wouldn't have bought that SUV. Might have bought something else. If only we had known that home prices were going to go down, we would have waited. If only we had known that the dollar was going to drop so much, we would have bought gold. If only we had known that the stock market was going to go down so much, we would have invested in commodities. The Lord would have loved those examples, you know. Now we hear the gospel. If only we had known that that field outside the church had a buried treasure in it, we would have sold everything we had to try to buy that field. If only we had known that all those pearls we were looking at the dollar store, that there was one of great value in it, we would have bought the whole lot. If only we had known that at the end of time, God was going to sort the bad fish from the good, we would have lived differently. If only we had known. If only we had known. What's the difference between the pearl of great price and the treasure in the field? I asked that at the Bible study. And we got an interesting answer, which I have not noticed. The treasure in the field was found by accident. That person found it while he was going about his business. The merchant with the fine pearl was searching and knew what he was looking for. So our Lord says, here are two ways to look at the kingdom of God, which we are all headed toward. He said, one, you're going about your business. This man, somehow his business involved digging. He wasn't looking. At first I was thinking maybe he was like one of these guys at the beach with a metal detector. Have you ever seen them? You know, that this is not what he was doing. He was a ditch digger or a farmer, or maybe he was laying utility cables, you know. I mean, they didn't have those then, but something made him dig up the ground. And in the process of his daily activities, he comes across a treasure buried in a field. You know, in those days, instead of banks, if you really wanted something to be safe, you'd bury your valuables. In case somebody tried to take over the country, you could come back and dig them up later. So this was not unusual to find a buried treasure. Our Lord doesn't tell us what the treasure was. The man is not a thief. He reburies the treasure and then goes and buys the field legitimately. The implication is that the owner of the field did not know what he had. How often it is, we don't realize the treasure in our own field, perhaps until it's gone. What is the treasure in the field, if not Christ Himself? So unvalued in our present era. He offers it to us as a free gift, and yet it's very costly because to hold on to it, we must give up everything we have that is valuable. We think is valuable. We will find Him as you go about your work, at school, at home, with our families, And the Lord will drop in what is truly valuable. If we have the eyes to see it, we will find it. Right in the midst of our daily activities, it will be a free gift, but it will cost everything to hold on to it. I met somebody this week. We had an interesting conversation, one I've had a number of times in the last 11 years I've been a priest. When somebody is dying or very ill, they will often say to me that life is very clarified suddenly for them. When I lost my eye temporarily, life was very clear to me about what was no longer important and what was. And I asked this man, he said, I've been away from the church for many years, and I often hear this story. And he said, I know now what's valuable in my life, not my many successes in life. And I said, oh, what is it that's so valuable? Knowing full well exactly what he was going to say before he said it. And he said, there are three things. My faith that I have lost is now so precious to me. I want to know where I'm going. My family and those whom I have tried to love, even if they didn't love me back. And my health that I have lost. These are the things that matter to me now. It's interesting, huh? Well, we all lose our health in the end, so that can't be the most important thing. But our pearl of great price, what is that? This man who was searching for pearls, it's like when we were in Istanbul, they have this huge grand bazaar, you know, and a sea of humanity. I got in there and couldn't turn around for about a half a mile. And they're selling everything, and amidst all the trinkets, this gentleman was a jeweler or something, and he's going through the bins when he finds the pearl of great price. How many people went through that same bin and did not see the pearl that really was valuable? But this man knew what he was looking for. He'd been to scripture class. He'd been on the internet. He had done his reading. He had, most of all, he was a searcher. He'd spent his life searching. I think our Lord would ask us, and what are you searching for? Be careful what you search for, because you are likely to get it. And it may not be so valuable in the end. How many people search for the wrong things and don't find out what's really valuable till the end of their lives? We should not be like that, because we have a good guide who's teaching us what is truly valuable. The third example is one I find rather troubling. Those of you at this Mass, you may remember last week we also had wailing and grinding of teeth. There was a baby wailing and grinding his teeth during that part. I thought it was funny. But we have these people wailing and grinding their teeth in the third reading. The Lord uses this image of a dragnet. They have one boat here and one boat there on the Sea of Galilee. They'd put a net between the two of them. And it would go all the way, usually, to the bottom of the lake. And it would pick up everything, including trash, every kind of fish. And then it would go ashore, and everything would come out of there. So the Lord says, this is another way to look at the kingdom of heaven. He says, one image I'm giving you, the kingdom of heaven is so valuable, it's worth paying anything to get it. That's heaven. Nothing is more important than going to heaven in our lives. If something you're doing is going to keep you from heaven, cut it out. The kingdom of heaven is so beautiful, it is like the pearl of great price. It is so beautiful, it's worth sacrificing everything in order to obtain it. But if that doesn't work, let me give you a third analogy. The sea is the world. The fish are everyone in it. He doesn't tell us what the net is. To me, the net is the end of our lives. When the net is full, when our years are full, the net gets hauled ashore. And all of us are caught in that same net, trying to figure out what matters in this world. The ones that have no foresight, who never read the scriptures, who don't want to know the future because it might change their lives, say, there's nothing after we get pulled out of the water, so we're going to live it up in this sea because it's all we've got. Other fish are a little smarter. They realize, and our Lord says, be careful, because when your net is pulled out of the water, you're going to find angels waiting there, as we did for the two previous Sundays. And they're going to Put one fish in a bucket, another one's going to go on the burn pile. There's nothing worse than a spoiled fish, if you've ever had one in the house. So our Lord tells us, be very careful. If the value of what I'm talking about does not appeal to you, if the beauty is not attractive, then think of what is coming at the end of life and make sure that you're a fish that's living a life that is to be saved. And so our Lord, through many examples, like a parent, teaches us what really matters in our lives. The pearl of great price is a thing of beauty and is the kingdom of heaven. The treasure in the field we find by accident, and yet it is the most valuable thing of all if only we recognize it. Our lives, in the end, are to be sorted out when we are pulled out of the water. If only we had known.